Today's passage is taken from Mark chapter 7, verse 31 to 37.
今天的经文是取自于马可福音第七章31节到37节。
Mark chapter 7, verse 31 to 37. I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of Decapolis. There, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk. And they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. At this, the man's ears were opened, and his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. He has done everything well, they said. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Now this is my third sermon on Mark's theme of the Messianic Secret.
这是牧师马可救世主秘密主题的第三篇讲道。
As I've mentioned repeatedly in my previous sermons,
正如我以前的讲道里多次提到的,
Jesus tried very hard to keep his messianic identity a secret.
耶稣极力保持他是救世主这个身份的这个秘密。
The reason was because his full identity, what it means to be the Messiah, could be known and understood only when his work on the cross is done.
原因是因为他的身份, 也就是尼赛亚, 只有在他十字架的工作完成后, 才能够被认识和被了解。
And so before entering Jerusalem,
因此在进入耶路撒冷之前,
he did not want others to have any more further misconceptions about who he was.
他不希望他人对他的身份有更进一步的误解。
But as we have read in today's passage,
但是正如我们今天所读的经文,
things were not going very well in that regard.
事情并没有这么顺利。
And we can see in verse 36, Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone.
就好像在第36节, 耶稣嘱咐他们不要告诉人。
Yet what did we see? The more he did so, the more they keep talking about it.
但是我们看到的是他越发服侍, 他们就越发传扬开了。
Now the church doesn't often talk about the failures of God.
教会并不常谈论上帝的失败。
But who am I to deny you the truth, right?
但我不能不让你知道事情的真相。
Now in terms of keeping things secretive,
就以保密这件事来说,
Jesus had failed miserably.
耶稣是彻底的失败。
Now Jesus did try hard.
耶稣也尽力了。
You know, he commanded them to keep things secret.
他甚至发话, 只是他们要保密。
Now, as you will know, these words of command, wow, they can even calm the storm.
正如大家所知道的, 他这些只是可以让风暴平息。
You can heal the sick.
他可以医治那些生病的人。
You can exorcise spirits and demons.
也可以驱魔。
But yet, they were powerless against the gossips of men.
但是他们对人的那些闲语无能为力。
Freedom of speech, now that is an irresistible force.
自由言论是一种不可抗拒的力量。
And so is the freedom of ignorance.
同样的,无知也是一样。
So Jesus failed.
所以耶稣失败了。
But it's not for the lack of trying.
但是不是因为缺乏尝试。
Now you might say to yourself,
你可能会对自己说,
How hard is it for Jesus to keep a low profile?
耶稣保持低调有多困难呢?
Can't he just go into hiding?
难道他不能就躲起来吗?
As it turns out, it is pretty hard.
我们看见是相当的困难的。
This is perfectly illustrated in a story just before our passage today.
这个在今天经文的故事之前的那个故事有了很好的说明。
In the earlier story in Mark chapter 7, it says Jesus left that place and went into the vicinity of Tyre.
在较早一点的故事第七章24节说, 耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去了。
Now he entered into a house and did not want anyone to know of it.
他进入一家不愿意人知道。
Yet he could not keep his presence secret.
但却隐藏不住。
In fact, as soon as she heard about it, a woman with a daughter possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet.
当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被巫鬼附着，听见耶稣的事，就来俯伏在他脚前。
Now note the words here. He could not keep his presence secret.
请注意这句话，却隐藏不住。
Jesus escaped into a Gentile-dominated place called Tyre.
耶稣逃避到外邦人控制的推罗地区。
Then he went hiding in a house.
然后他躲藏在一间屋子里。
Oh, yet this woman with a demon-possessed child sniffed him up and hunted him down.
然而一个孩子被恶鬼附身的女人找到了他。
Trapped within the house, Jesus was defenseless against the onslaught of her begging.
被困在房子里，耶稣对她的不断央求招架不住。
And we were told that she did this as soon as she heard about him.
我们被告知她这些行为是当她在意听见耶稣的事。
And true enough, as soon as anyone heard about Jesus,
当大家听到耶稣
with their own preconceived notions about him,Everybody want a piece of Jesus.
以他们自己先入为主的观念，每个人都想要他。
Now Jesus was powerless against such paparazzi-like determination.
耶稣对这些好比狗仔队的那种决心无能为力。
The girl was healed.
女孩被治好了。
And you can imagine the PR disaster that happened after this.
你可以想象接下来那些公关灾难。
The word of mouth about Jesus bulldozed on like a juggernaut.
关于耶稣的消息好像一股强大的力量铲平所经过的一切的地方一样的传开来。
Oh, everyone was saying, have you heard? Have you heard?
每个人在说你听见了吗？
He doesn't just heal the Jews now.
他不只是医治犹太人。
He heals everyone now. Let's go for him.
他现在医治每一个人。
Yes, are you sure? Are you sure? Wow.
你肯定吗？
Oh, yes. Now go, go, go get the guy now.
是的，是的，现在去找他。
Now, Jesus tried sidestepping all this.Publicity.
耶稣尝试避开这些风头。
First, he went up to Sidon.
他先到西顿。
Then he cut through the Beka Valley.
然后再经过那个贝卡谷地。
And then he went down the Sea of Galilee.
然后再去加利利海。
Into yet another Gentile region called the Decapolis.
再进入另一个外邦人地区叫做底加波利。
You can see this. He did a big U-turn.
他做了一个很大的U-turn.
But still, his fame preceded him.
但是他的名声还是太过的响了。
By the time he reached this area,
在他到达该区的时候
，there was already a group of people over there begging for help for this deaf and mute man.
已经有一群人在为一个聋哑男子祈求他帮助。
But this time Jesus had a plan.
但是这一次耶稣已经有了一个计划。
We were told that he took the man aside away from the crowd.
我们知道耶稣领他离开众人。到一边去。
Oh, pretty sneaky, Jesus.
耶稣其实还是挺狡猾的。
If they didn't see this man being healed,
如果他们没看到那个男子被医治
then maybe they cannot continue to spread the word about him.
也许他们就不能继续的传播有关耶稣的消息。
Now, I'm a humble man. I don't claim to have any divine foreknowledge.
牧师是一个很谦卑的人。他不宣称有任何神圣的先见之明。
But I must confess that in this case,
但我必须承认，在这种情况之下
，I have slightly better foresight than Jesus.
他认为他会比耶稣有更好的先见之明。
Because seriously,
说真的
，if you want to keep a low profile,
如果你想保持低调
，healing a deaf mute man is probably the worst thing that you can do.
医好一个聋哑人是可能可以做的事情里最糟糕的。
Heal a blind man.
你把一个瞎子医好
，Well, he can continue to be blind, but you know, enjoying his eyesight.
他可以继续假装失明，但是享受他的视力。
Heal a possessed man.
医好一个被鬼附身的人
，He can pretend to be mad while you know enjoying his sanity.
他可以在假装的疯狂的同时享受他的得来的理智。
But if you were to heal a deaf and mute man,
但是医好一个聋哑的人
，and then you ask him to stay silent，
然后你要他保持沉默
，that is worse than torture，
这个比酷刑还更糟糕。
Yes, he can continue, you know, to use his improvised sign language and his grunting sounds。
当然，他可以继续用他的那些手语和那些咕噜声和别人沟通。
Now let me remind you that those were the days where, you know, proper sign language is invented and you have easily available pen and pencil.
我提醒大家那个时候是那些 正确的手语和那个纸和笔普及的时代之前。
So what will happen when he hears a joke?
要是他听到一个笑话会怎么发生什么事呢?
He will get a cramp trying to keep a straight face.
他的脸会因为要板着那个脸而抽筋。
How would he react when, you know, people were talking behind his back in front of him?
别人在他面前说他的坏话的时候,他会有什么反应呢?
It's plain unbearable trying to act cool.
要继续装着那个一无所知的冷静的那个样子是很难受的。
Can he tolerate struggling, you know, and gesturing for minutes when he knows that he can express the same thing in a matter of seconds?
要他可以在几秒钟内传达这个消息,但是要他在像以前那样花很几分钟来拼命的打手势来传达同样的消息,他是否受得了吗?
So think about it.
大家想想,
his speech is restored now.
他的说话能力已经恢复。
And yet Jesus tells him that he can only speak normally when he's alone by himself, speaking to himself.
但是耶稣告诉他,他只有在他自己一个人的时候才能够跟自己讲话。
You know, with a long time, he might just go crazy.
过了一些时候,他可能就发疯了。
Now here is something that you might not know.
你可能会不知道。
In the Jewish legislation, deaf and dumb people are frequently classified together with the minors, and with the intellectually challenged, the idiots.
在犹太人的法律里, 聋和哑的人经常被当成是未成年人和白痴。
This is because all testimony has to be given by the word of mouth.
这是因为所有的证词都是通过口来相传。
And the witness have to be able to hear the exhortation from the court.
证人也必须能够听得到法院的训词。
So as a result, deaf and mute people, they were unable to go into any transactions that require responsibility or independence of will.
所以那些聋和哑的人是无法进入那些需要责任和独立意志的那些交易。
And so they have, for example, no legal power to acquire property.
所以他们没有购买那些产业的法律权利。
The marriage of a deaf mute man is also invalid.
一个聋哑人的婚姻也是无效的。
And they could not even participate in rituals.
他们甚至不能参加那些仪式。
They cannot be slaughtering animals. They cannot be blowing the shofar during the, you know, their Jewish New Year.
他们不能屠宰动物，也不能吹那号角。
So in short, Jesus' healing has given this deaf mute man a chance of a new and full life.
简单的说，耶稣的医治让这个聋哑男子有一个新的和全面的生活的机会。
As you can imagine, he will be sure to be very quick in proclaiming his newfound ability so as to reclaim his missing social identity.
他肯定很快地宣布他的新的这个能力和找回他那个社会身份。
To expect him to keep all this, you know, under wraps, it was plain impossible.
要他继续保持这个秘密是不可能的。
And as you would expect, even though Jesus commanded them to keep things quiet,
正如你所预料的, 耶稣, 即使耶稣嘱咐他们保持秘密,
this man didn't.
这个男的并没有做到。
And as a result, people were amazed by the miracle.
随之而来的结果是众人对奇迹感到惊讶。
And the word about Jesus continued spreading.
然后这个耶稣的消息继续的传开。
But this was not a desirable outcome.
但这并不是一个理想的结果。
We see how the conclusion of the people.
我们看到众人的那个结论。
What do they say? Oh, he has done everything well.
他所做的事情都好。
He says what? Why? Because he even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak.
为什么呢? 他连聋子也叫他们听见, 哑巴也叫他们说话。
You see that these people, they were only charmed by Jesus' healing powers.
这些人只是被耶稣的医治能力迷住。
This was their main focus.
那才是他们主要的焦点。
They do not fully know Jesus.
他们没有完全认识耶稣。
And these will be the same people who will go on to reject and crucify Jesus when they realize that being the Messiah means suffering and sacrifice.
这些人和那些因为 认识到尼赛亚将带来的痛苦和牺牲, 而摒弃和钉死耶稣的人是一样的。
So I've spent some time analyzing for you this difficult situation of Jesus.
我已花了一些时间详细地介绍耶稣困难的局面。
To heal or not to heal?
医还是不医呢?
To heal, of course, is the compassionate thing to do.
医治是一件有同情心的事。
But healing also leads on to more misunderstanding.
但医治也会导致到更多的误解。
I presented this situation in a light-hearted manner.
我以很轻松的方式来呈现这件事情。
But managing public expectations, this is no joking manner.
但是来应付众人的期望并不是一件小事。
Obama was elected president based on a wellspring of hope and change.
奥巴马当选总统是建立在一个希望和改变的泉源的基础上。
But note the massive disappointments and disillusions when the American people come to terms with his actual limited executive powers.
你看到美国人民在看到他实际的那个执行权力时的限制，那种非常大的失望和那个梦想破灭。
Now he will not enjoy the same popularity in this coming election.
他在即将来临的大选将不会受到同样的欢迎度。
So Jesus also knew the costs and dangers of all these false expectations.
耶稣也知道虚假的期望的代价和危险。
But yet in this case, for this healing, he relented nonetheless.
但是在这个医治上，他心软了。
This was because this particular healing of this deaf and mute man, it sends two very important messages.
在这个医治这个聋哑男子的事情上传达了两个重要的讯息。
The first message is when this healing is taken literally.
一个是在字面上。
And the other is when this healing is taken allegorically.
另外一个是在预言上。
Now the literal message is that this healing is actually part of the signs of an ultimate redemption that will come from God.
字面上的讯息是说，医治是神最终救赎的象征。
Now in Isaiah chapter 35, the entire chapter proclaims the wondrous will of God to restore his people.
以赛亚书第35章整个章宣告上帝复兴他那些支离破碎人民的奇妙意愿。
It is about God's restoration.
是。 上帝要复兴他复兴。
And but when we come to verse 5 and 6,
但是我们来到第五、第六节时,
what does he say? He says, then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped.
那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。
And then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue will shout for joy.
那时瘸子必跳跃向路，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
Now in this case, Mark used the same word, mute, that is found in Isaiah, to describe the man as the one who could hardly talk.
马可也用和以赛亚书同样的一个词, 哑巴, 来形容那舌结的人。
And this word appears only in the Bible twice.
这个词在圣经里只出现了两次。
One in Isaiah, and this time in Mark.
一次在以赛亚书，另外一次就在马可福音。
And therefore the connection is definitely very intentional.
所以两者之间的联系是故意的。
Mark is telling us that we the readers who should be well versed with Isaiah,
马可告诉我们，我们这些读者应该是会已经精通以赛亚书的读者。
And we should know that the healing, Jesus' healing of this deaf mute man is one of the signs of God's eventual redemption that is described in Isaiah chapter 35.
我们应该知道耶稣医治聋哑男子是上帝最终完全救赎他人民的象征之一。
And so 记号
记号
And so Jesus in this case he had to heal.
所以在这个情况耶稣必须医治。
And his healing will clue his followers and to prepare them for this ultimate redemption that will happen when he dies on the cross.
这个记号就为他的追随者留下线索，以及为他们在十字架的最后救赎做好准备。
And so this is the literal this is the message that will come out when we interpret this healing literally.
这是当我们解释这个医治的这个字面解释的那个能带出来的讯息。
That Jesus' healing is a sign of God's ultimate redemption.
就是耶稣的医治是上帝最终救赎的那个记号。
Yet there is another message that comes from this.
然后还有另外一个讯息。
And this is when this healing is understood as an allegory.
就是这个医治是以一个预言来理解。
Now deafness and blindness, these were often used metaphorically by the scripture to refer to spiritual deafness and spiritual blindness.
视通和失明在圣经里常用来比喻心灵上的失聪和心灵上的失明。
And we see this, for example, in Isaiah chapter 6.
我们可以在以赛亚书第六章里看到。
He says, go and tell these people, be ever hearing, but never understanding, be ever seeing, but never perceiving.
他说，你要去告诉这些百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白，看是要看见，却不晓得。
So make the hearts of these people callous, make their ears dull, and close their eyes.
要使这些百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
Otherwise, they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed.
恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来便得医治。
And we see in Mark chapter 4 that he quotes from Isaiah's use of this metaphor in his own gospel.
我们看到马可在他的那个福音书里。第四章引用这个以赛亚这个比喻。
So we see here deafness is often used as a metaphor for spiritual deafness.
所以这个哑巴是用来比喻那个心灵上的
哑巴。
哑巴。
And this耳聋is 心灵上的耳聋。Now, so and therefore there is, but in this case, Mark.Had a twist in his use of this metaphor.
但在这个里面，马可的比喻有一个转折。
Now today's story is one of the two Mark exclusive healing stories. These two healing stories were not found in any of the other gospels.
今天的故事是在其他福音里书里找不到的马可的独家医治奇迹的。
And there are two of them. I speak of this one this week. I'll speak on the other one next week.
那总共有两个。今天我说的是其中一个，另外一个我在下个星期会谈到。
They were not included in any of the other gospels.
他们没有在其他的福音书里找得到。
Now I have a theory why these two healing stories were not found in any of the other gospels.
我有一个理论解释为什么其他福音书作者排。其他福音书里找不到这两个故事。
It is because these two miracle healing stories were the only ones where Jesus applied his saliva disgustingly on the sick person.
因为就在这两个故事里看到，耶稣是令人作呕的，用他的唾的口水涂在病人上。
Now Matthew's audience were mainly Jewish, and they would frown upon such infringement of ritual cleanliness.
马太的那个官马太的那些犹太的观众会看不惯这种不洁净的仪式。
And Luke, you know, he's a doctor. He will not be keen to pervade such medical, what they call bad practices.
路加身为一个医生，也不会参与这种不好的医疗习惯。
As you can imagine, first fingers in the man's ear.
我们可以想象耳朵，手指在耳朵里面。
Then.Then he mentioned spitting. I assume it's spitting on his own hands.
然后假设他是吐痰吐在手上。
Because you know, spitting directly into the man's mouth, that's too disgusting, even from Jesus.
直接把那个唾沫吐进那个口里，有点就以耶稣来讲也太过恶心了。
And then earwax, spit, everything, go touching the man's tongue.
然后耳屎、口水全部掺在一起，然后。动那个舌头。
Do not try this at home.
千万不可在家里尝试。
Now you should also know that this entire process, you know, hands in the fingers in the ear, spit, touch the tongue, all this is totally unnecessary.
你们应该知道这些整个过程啊，手指在耳朵里，在那个舌头上是没有必要的。
Jesus can heal by remote control, you know, without any touching. He doesn't even have to see the man.
耶稣能够在不接触的情况下遥控的医治。
But yet Mark mercilessly bombarded us with all the details of this healing process.
但是马可无情地炮轰我们那些医治的过程的细节。
Why?
为什么呢?
I believe this is the twist that comes from Mark's use of this metaphor.
我相信这就是马可那个比喻的那个转折。
And this entire process is Mark's way of linking spiritual deafness to spiritual muteness.
这我相信这个过程是马可的一个方法了，把心灵的失聪和心灵的无声连接起来。
Linking spiritual listening with spiritual speech.
把心灵的聆听和心灵的言语连接起来。
And the clues of this connection between hearing and speaking can be found in an earlier passage.
在这方面的线索我们可以 在较早的经文里找到。
And in Mark chapter 7, he says again, chapter 7, verse 14, he says, again, Jesus called to the crowd to him and said, listen to me, everyone, and understand this.
在马可福音第七章十四节里，耶稣又叫众人来对他们说，你们都要听我的话，也要明白。
Verse 15, nothing outside a person can defile him by going into them, rather it is what comes out of a person that defiles him.
第十五节，从外面进去的不能污秽人，唯有从里面出来的乃能污秽人。
Verse 17, I says, then he left the crowd, entered his house. The disciples asked him about the parable.
第十七节，耶稣离开众人，进入了屋子，门徒就问他这个比喻的意思。
Verse 18, he says, are you so dull? He asked, don't you see that nothing that enters a person from outside can defile him?
第十八节，耶稣对他们说，你们也是这样不明白吗？岂不晓得凡从外面进入的不能污秽人。
Then he, verse 20, he goes on to say, what comes out of a person is what defiles him.
在第二十节里又说到，从人里面出来的那才能污秽人。
So Jesus was drawing into this connection between what is going in and what is coming out.
耶稣要大家注意到这个什么进去的东西跟什么出来东西的之间的联系。
And so when he prayed in verse 34, Ephatha,
当耶稣在第三十四节里祷告说以法他，
which means be opened，
也就是说打开的意思。
What do we see? At this the man's ears were open, his tongue was loose, and he began to speak plainly.
我们看到了他的耳朵就开了，舌结也解了，说话也清楚了。
So spiritual deafness leads on to spiritual muteness.
心灵失聪造成心灵无声。
Those who do not listen to Jesus speak nonsense about him.
那些不听从耶稣的会胡乱谈论着耶稣。
But we see that spiritual listening leads to spiritual speech.
那我们看到心灵的聆听能够带出心灵的言语。
It is only when you listen to Jesus then you can express what is truth about Jesus.
只有当你聆听耶稣你才能表达耶稣真理是什么。
So listening Jesus in,
聆听耶稣进去，
proclaiming Jesus out,
宣告耶稣出来，
listening Jesus in, the fingers in the ears,
聆听耶稣进去，手指在耳朵里面，
proclaiming Jesus out, the saliva on the tongue,
宣告耶稣舌头上的那个唾沫。
Now amidst all these rumors and false expectations about Jesus,
面对这所有关于耶稣的谣言和虚假的期望，
It is only through the self-revelation of Jesus that we can preach the truth about Jesus.
只有通过耶稣的自我启示，我们才可以宣讲关于耶稣的真理。
Listening Jesus in, proclaiming Jesus out.
聆听耶稣进去，宣告耶稣出来。
This is the allegorical Jesus that comes from the healing of this deaf mute man.
这是医治聋哑男子的比喻所要带出来的讯息。
Now this is my third sermon on this messianic secret.
这是我救世主秘密的第三篇讲道。
In the first, we learned that Jesus selected a group of 12 apostles to be with him.
在第一篇里，耶稣拣选了一组十二个使徒与他在一起。
In the second, Jesus proclaimed that only those who does the will of God is his own family.
在第二篇里，耶稣宣告只有那些服从并跟随上帝的旨意的才能够成为他真正的家人。
So in short, only those who know Jesus fully have the authority from him to witness about him.
总的来说，只有那些完全了解耶稣的，才能有从他那里而来的权柄，来为他做见证。
Now, brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们
，slowly but surely, you will come to realize that actually Mark is indirectly referring to all of us.
慢慢的，你们会看到马可其实是在影射我们。
We are the ones who read and study Mark's gospel.
我们是那些我们是阅读和研究马可福音的人。
So we are the ones who knows Jesus fully.
我们是那些完全了解耶稣的人。
And we will come to see that he is the one who brings full redemption on the cross.
我们看得到他是那位带来完全的救赎的，在十字架带来完全救赎的。
He is the one who is the truth, the life, and the way.
他是那位真理、生命和道路。
And so listening Jesus in.
所以聆听耶稣进去。
Proclaiming Jesus out.
宣告耶稣出来。
Ephatha, be opened.
以法他，开了吧。
Speak the truth about Jesus the Messiah.
宣讲耶稣是弥赛亚的真相。
Today there are still many out there.
今天还有许多人。
Marketing Jesus through healing, through signs and wonders.
通过医治和神迹来推销耶稣。
But as we walk through this entire Gospel of Mark,
但是当我们看完这个马可福音,
we will come to know Jesus fully.
我们将会完全认识耶稣,
and not just superficially,
而不是只表面上的。
So listening Jesus in,
所以聆听耶稣进去,
let us be proclaiming Jesus out.
让我们来宣告耶稣出来。
Let us pray.Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because you have revealed yourself fully through your Son, Jesus Christ. As we come to know him, let us learn to be with him and do his will, and let us learn to proclaim the truth about Jesus. Help us in our walk, give us strength, and in all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.我们现在来送奉献，以奉献来回应。红色的奉献袋是经常的奉献，蓝色的奉献袋是慈善的奉献。The red offering bag is for our church use. The blue offering bag is for charity.